What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Channels, especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Came back and they was like, your stomach and your intestines is inflamed. Like, it was like really, really swollen. And it was like, whatever, have you ingested any pill or have you ate anything like that has acid in it? Because it's burning. It's like eating the lining of your stomach.
It was getting worse. Like, I could see the veins in my feet. My hands felt like, I don't know, it felt like I was holding a hot potato and then letting it go. And then you know how you kind of feel that, like that pulling. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like a pulling sensation, when as if I would spread my hands, it felt like they were gonna rip. Like if I it felt like my hands were automatically like this, and it felt like they were ripping. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It was just terrible.
So I'm walking through like the train station or whatever, and I'm feeling like I'm not gonna make it, like to where we was, like the platform we were going to. Honestly, I don't think I even said anything to my friend, but I was like my eyes were blurred.
It didn't hit me like right there in the hospital. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Like, it didn't hit me right there until like I was almost getting ready to leave. I'm like, what could it be? Then I thought about it. Like, well, you know, I told the doctor I took this pill and they looked it up and it was like, it's not FDA approved, and they looked more into it and kind of found out that's what that pain was. Like, my intestine and my stomach was inflamed, and the acid or the ingredients in the impediment, it was eating the lining of my stomach. Like, can y'all imagine how painful that is? Like, something eating your organs. Like, that's not a period cramp. That's not getting hit in the stomach. That is literally like, it burns. Like, it's so painful. Like, you can't walk, didn't want to talk. Like, I can't eat nothing. I can't keep any food down.
Like, I can't even explain like the feeling. Like, it just feel like somebody like ripping, like trying to like literally stab me in my intestine, like up here. It really hurt. Like, on the scale of 1 to 10, like, you know how the doctor be like, on the scale of 1 to 10, I had to say like a 15.
I think it was the first time. It was the first time I took it. And I'm gonna tell you why I'm fast. So I took it now, and obviously it's my time for my period to come. My period didn't come.
I didn't question shit, threw it away, because I never went through any of this before. Like, hallucinations and me staring at the light had me feeling like, I couldn't even tell y'all. It had me just feeling crazy. Like, it had me feeling so out my body and just like I was about to die.
Like, I feel like the epitome made me put on weight. I don't believe it was actually the food I was eating. Like, I wasn't eating right, really. So I think it did make me put on weight, and it was not a healthy weight. So I put on weight in like my bum, my thighs. That's usually where it goes to straight away. And I put like my breast, my arms, and my stomach. Hello, my stomach. Listen, I'm not trying to be funny, but when you're really skinny, yeah, and you got like a mad pot belly, it doesn't look right.
Once I stopped taking the Pediment, I lost all that weight. Most of that weight, I would say. I lost most of that weight. I feel like a Pediment did work, but it comes with a lot, y'all. Like, I made this video because if you're watching this now and you're thinking about taking a Pediment and you were like me, how you don't want to listen to nobody about, you know, what a Pediment can do to you and stuff like that, or you don't believe that a Pediment can do all this, you know, bad things to you, definitely take it from me that a Pediment is a drug. Okay, it's a drug, and you should not be taking it at all, because it's not healthy at all. That's not the healthy way of gaining weight. I wish I'd known this. Like, I knew about it, but I wish I wasn't so, I don't know. I wish I wasn't so hard-headed.
We are going to be talking about a pitamin, a pediman, whatever it is that you want to call it, okay? For me, I've always heard of it as a pitamin, okay? And the reason I'm saying it as a pitamin in a Haitian accent is because, y'all, I didn't think I would ever see this shit again. Because this shit traumatized my childhood. And I'm gonna need all of my Haitians, my Africans, maybe my Hispanic people to tap down below if you've seen this wretched syrup in your lifetime and was forced to take this in your lifetime to gain weight. All right, so as you guys can tell by the title, we're gonna be talking about how women are out here, in particular, Black women are out here taking this supplement to gain weight, to become thick. Now, I specifically say Black women because, to be honest with you, I haven't seen any white girls doing this. Not saying that there aren't any. However, we do know that when it comes to women of color, in particular, Black women, we do get ridiculed or made fun of when we are smaller in size, when we are not specifically more curvy, when we don't have the butt, when we don't have the boobs, when we are not the right shape, we are not deemed as worthy or attractive. So when you look up weight gain supplements or weight gain routines, etc., you do see a lot of Black women come up when you look up apetamin. Let me just put out some more disclaimers. This is not a dig. This is not an attack. This is not shade at any Black girls. I'm specifically making this video for awareness purposes because this stuff is dangerous. I am not saying that only Black girls are taking this. Again, I'm not saying only Black girls want to be thick. There's so many white girls that want to be thick, okay? I'm not saying that only Black girls can be thick. I'm not saying that only white girls are thin or only white girls can be accepted as thin. I'm saying specifically from what I've seen, from how I've grown up and from the girls that I'm seeing in the research that I've done and from what I've always known in the communities that I've grown up in and from the communities that a lot of people that I've known that have grown up in, this is the reality that they're living in. And honestly, it's not okay. We need to do better as a society and most importantly in the Black community to protect these girls so they're not out here taking harmful supplements that can literally kill them to achieve a body type that really is not that serious because it's popular right now. We all know that right now we're going back to the skinny mini trend, right? Everybody want to be skinny now. We're going back to the 01 stereotypical cute skinny is right. What is it? Thin is in? There you go. We're going right back to the thin is in trend. Everybody was on the BBL, skinny BBL, big booty, big titty type of situation. But now we're going back to the thin is in era, which is very interesting to me. Nonetheless, bodies should not be trends. Everyone should love their bodies for what they are. Everyone should love themselves for who they are. And I know it's easier said than done, but the fact that people are willing to go through surgeries, willing to take supplements that are harmful, supplements that are illegal to achieve body standards is mind-blowing. Like, it genuinely is, okay? So let's just get into apetamin. What is it? Why is it dangerous? What is the issue? Why is this such a big deal? Okay, so apetamin, right? Apetamin, I swear to God, I just got a headache in the back of my head just saying it so many times in the past 5 minutes of making this video already. Y'all, I literally was introduced to this as a child, okay? My mother used to give this shit to me to gain weight because I did not like eating as a child, all right? If I can get some pictures of me as a child, I'll put it in here, but probably I could only get some from high school. But me now versus me in high school, I was very little. I would never go past 110 pounds and I'm 4'11". 4'11". But for a person that's 4'11", 110 pounds is actually healthy. That is the specific weight that I'm supposed to be as 110. And I literally always wanted to gain weight as someone in high school. However, that is not when I was taking that supplement. All right. Now, let me just also pause right here and say I'm going to be calling it a supplement, even though I don't even know what this classifies as, because technically there's a drug, an active drug in here that can kill you. There's vitamins in this shit, which, child. And there's a whole lot in this thing. So I'm just gonna refer to it as a supplement, okay? Because that's how people use it. And that's what people think they're using it for, but it's a lot going on in this and people shouldn't be taking this at all. I've always been a very small girl. Even now, as I'm technically obese for my height, I've always just been really, really small, right? So even though I was technically, specifically my exact weight for my height my entire life, realistically, I was very tiny growing up. Like, I was probably a lot smaller than like my 110. So when I was growing up, when I was about like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever, I was so damn little. Like, I was scrawny. I literally had friends calling me Little Rat. Like, literally, that was my nickname. One of my best friends, my ex-best friend that I made a story time about, and I told y'all that, like, she was a fake bitch. Wait, did I do a story time about her already? Yes, I did. I did it my last 12 days of story time that I did on this channel. I did a story time about a fake best friend, and she was the one that I said that, like, nobody really liked her and they kept warning me about her. She used to call me Little Rat. Like, literally, yes, I had a best friend that used to call me Little Rat. I should've knew she was fake back then when she would call me Little Rat. But yeah, like, that's how small I was. And in an effort to get me to eat more, my mother would give me Apetamin. Okay? And it's crazy because that shit is disgusting. It tastes like dirt. It smells like dirt and it makes you eat like you've been starving for days. And it's very big in the Haitian and African community in particular because most people give it to their kids when they don't want to eat. Now, I worked in a pediatrics office for a long time, like literally a good decade, from the time I was 15 to the time I was 25. Legit, it was my first job and probably one of my last job before I decided to do YouTube full time. Like, I swear to God, like, literally, they would not let me leave. And then the pandemic was basically my excuse to leave. And my mom used to go to that doctor because, like, I literally ended up working for my doctor and be like, oh, what's something that, you know, I can give her to make her eat? And my doctor was like, I don't recommend this. Blah, 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 blah. This is some nonsense that these Haitians and these other people keep giving their kids to make them eat. And I remember my mom giving me this nasty ass syrup. And I would be like, what the fuck is this? My mom would be like, oh, well, drink it. It's medicine. And I'm like, this is nasty as all hell. Like, this is like, what the fuck? And eventually I remember eating more, but I remember it just being so damn disgusting. I remember being so tired. Like, I used to sleep a lot when I would take it. And it's honestly annoying because I'm the type of person that doesn't take naps. To this day, I don't take naps. Like, I rarely ever take a nap. And I only take a nap when I'm not feeling well, to be quite honest with you. And again, very rare. I would rather tough it out till it gets to like early evening and just go to sleep early than take a nap. Like, it's just something I've never done. Even as a baby, my parents told me I didn't take naps. But that shit will knock you out and it will make you eat a lot. And I never ate a lot. And one thing I've noticed from working at a pediatrics office is it's something that a lot of parents have an issue with, where kids just not wanting to eat a lot or just wanting to eat junk food. And I was no different than any average kid. I would just love to drink milk. Like, I drink a lot of juice. I would just eat what I wanted to eat, and that was that. But my mom felt it very necessary to give me the syrup. Eventually, I was like, I'm not drinking this shit anymore, and I would just spit it out in the toilet. I would take the syrup, I would hold it in my mouth, and I would spit it out because it was just like, it was making me so drowsy. I was missing playtime with my friends or whatever. I was missing SpongeBob. And I was like, I don't want to take this anymore. So, like, eventually, after being traumatized for a couple years with this damn syrup, y'all, like, eventually I couldn't really fight it anymore because I think my mom kind of realized that I was taking this Apetamin and like dumping it in the toilet in the bathroom. So like, she kind of would like check my mouth, so I had no choice but to take it. But I believe that this nonsense caused me to be overweight. If you guys remember being on this channel for a while, you would know there was a good chunk of my life where I was fat, okay? Like, fat. And this was like around like my middle school years. So I would say from the age of like maybe 9 to 13, I was a chunky bit. Like I was chunky, like seed in my face type chunky. And I was so upset about it because like kids started making fun of me. Like I'll never forget there was this one little bitch, little scrawny ass whore that took my man. Okay, kid drama. But anyways, she tried to take my little mans or whatever. I think she did take my little mans or whatever. But anyways, remember I was waiting to open the door for my mom or whatever because she didn't have her key for the building. And I had this little mini skirt on and I remember I had this white shirt on and she was like, you too fat to wear that skirt. And to this day, I'll never forget it. It's literally one of my fondest memories as a child. I was like, oh, I'm too big to wear that skirt. I bet. And I'll never forget that entire summer. I had to be like 12 years old at that point. The entire summer, I worked my ass off to lose that weight. I was dancing from, I'll never forget, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day, listening to Power 105, like from 6 to 9 p.m. dancing, just dancing to work off that weight. And I substituted. That's how I lost the weight. So if I wanted candy, I ate Jell-O. If I wanted rice, I just ate potatoes instead. If I wanted like anything unhealthy, I kind of just like substituted them. And I ate a little bit less. Like it was just, that's how I did it. And I told my mom, like, I'm not taking this damn syrup. And that's what people don't tell you about this syrup. Like, yeah, it causes weight gain, but it causes weight gain everywhere. Okay. It's not just targeted weight gain. All right. So that was my experience with ApetaMin, but I basically took it against my will. And it's crazy. Luckily, I didn't get into any terrible experiences with this supplement or end up having any adverse side effects that I can remember. I just remember being very, very hungry, gaining too much weight, and honestly getting bullied because I gained so much weight and taking excessive naps. So to be quite honest with you, I ended up taking it against my will. That shit genuinely pissed me off. And I need to talk to my mother about that fucking nonsense again because, bro, horrible. It was a horrible experience. So with that being said, we need to get into what exactly is in this shit and why it's such an issue. So after my trauma, okay, with ApetaMin, I don't think y'all understand how shook I was to see that these dumbass influencers were sitting here peddling this shit as some weight gain miracle, as some shit just to be taken to gain some ass, to gain some hips, to gain some titties, y'all. Like, I was like, is this siwa? Okay, like that's something that a lot of Haitians just call it siwa. Okay, and this is not the only thing on the market like this. This is not the only dangerous piece of shit nonsense on the market like this. There's a few others, and I'm not gonna tell y'all the name of it. I'm not. Because I know there's gonna be people that have the nerve, ball, audacity after watching this and watching the other stories that I link below and that I put in this video. Still be like, oh, well, I still wanna try it. No. The lack of common sense with a lot of people is jarring. First things first, right? ApetaMin is not FDA approved. It is illegal in the United States, but for whatever reason, you can find it at beauty supply stores. You can find it at certain pharmacies. You get it online. Some people sell that shit. You can hit them up, get it. I don't understand how, but you can. Like, my mother used to be able to get it from stores like down the street. Absolutely crazy to me. And it's actually manufactured outside of the US. Most of the bottles say that it's manufactured in India, and it comes in syrup and pill form. But what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of ApetaMin sold is actually fake. And besides the fact that what the active ingredients in ApetaMin is legitimately lethal, especially taken in high doses, a lot of the things that are in ApetaMin are additives and are fake, and is actually what's making a lot of people sick as well. Okay, a lot of the shit that y'all are taking that y'all think is ApetaMin is not even ApetaMin. Okay,
it comes in two different forms. It comes in a liquid form in a bottle, and it comes in the pill form. Now, the liquid form, people be saying like good and they didn't have no problems with it, and then it's a pill form. But it was brought to my knowledge that it's two different types of pills, or three different types of pills, and that I took the fake one or whatever. But this video is just to let y'all know, like, just be aware of what y'all putting in y'all body. Like, this is just no joke. It's like serious. So I'm gonna show y'all the difference between the two. So right here, this is the syrup. It stinks. It had like a I don't know. I can't describe the smell, but a couple years ago, like, I started taking this, but I stopped because I didn't like the smell or the taste to sell this stuff. Like, I used to sell it, like, way before I knew, you know, the dangers that came with it, whatever. So that's why I have a bottle of it. The age requirement, like, it's from ages two and up. So ages two and up can take this according to this bottle. It says ages 2 to 6, you're supposed to take 5 milliliters 2 to 3 times a day before food. 7 to 14 years old, you could take 10 milliliters a day. And then adults, you know, 3 times daily before food. And this is made in India. It's not FDA approved. Okay, so then the pill form I bought from a girl. I was trying to, you know, support a business. This is the form that almost killed me. So yeah, this is what it look like. I'm gonna take the pills out the bottle and show y'all. It says 3 packs of 10 capsules. Let me see if the ingredients is even the same. Let me see. The ingredients are not even the same. And I know, like, it's gonna be different, like, a pill form and a liquid, but some of the ingredients, like, it's only one of the same ingredient. Like, and I'm really mad at myself because I didn't do research, like, on this before I just took it, like.
Now, I know there's a lot of y'all, for whatever reason, be thinking, oh, the FDA approves a lot of shit that we shouldn't be taking anyway. The FDA be full of bullshit, the FDA, da-da-da-da, and, you know, Western doctors, they don't even be knowing what they talking about, da-da. You know what's funny? Y'all only give a rat's ass about the FDA and doctors when they're not talking about you and what you want to do, right? Well, we're talking about people on My 600-Pound Life, My Strange Addiction, or anything else that has nothing to do with you. Yeah, you know, the doctor said that's unhealthy. They should really stop that. Oh, well, you know, their BMI is really, really high. So yeah, they should really stop that. All of a sudden, it's the doctor's this. It's the FDA that. Yeah, mm-hmm. According to the FDA, you really shouldn't be vaping. Very funny, right? But when it comes to the fact that y'all shouldn't be taking illegal supplements to gain weight, all of a sudden, while the FDA be approving a lot of things that, you know, we should... Shut up! Stop being biased, okay? And another thing that I really noticed about a lot of these videos that I was watching about this weight gain trend was how toxic it was. A lot of these girls refused to acknowledge how insecure they were about being skinny. And I know a lot of you guys probably watching this like, this is crazy. A lot of people would kill to have their bodies. Absolutely, bro. And I've been on both sections. I've been extremely little and I've been extremely big. So, okay, maybe not extremely, but I've been bigger and I've been smaller. So it's like, it's weird because it's like, a lot of them are like, well, you know, I wasn't insecure about my body. I just wanted to gain a little bit of weight. Bro, this shit is illegal. What part of illegal do y'all not understand? This shit is illegal. It can kill you. And you have the nerve audacity to still go and put this shit into your body. Hearing that it almost killed other people, it put people in the hospital, bro. The weight gain community is just as toxic, just as problematic, just as insecure as the weight loss community. And I don't want to hear and ifs or buts about it. So even though the FDA has honestly banned the importation of ApetaMin into the United States, it still some way somehow finds its way into the United States. It's heavily promoted on social media, and of course it targets people who want a certain physique. Now, the active ingredient in here that people need to watch out for is, I need to read it because I do not want to say it incorrectly, cyproheptadine. Now, I've actually been prescribed this for my allergies before. It actually didn't do much for me, which is probably why I did not have an adverse reaction to the syrup when I was younger. I have really tolerant immune system, or just a tolerant body in general. Like, my body doesn't necessarily respond to a lot of medications. That's just the way I'm set up. Even ADHD medication, it just goes straight over my body. But anyways, so cyproheptadine is a very potent allergy medication. When I'm talking about potent, I'm talking about if you take cyproheptadine, especially in high doses, it could literally impair your ass. Like, legit. You need a physician's prescription to get it. And these are the side effects, okay? I'm gonna read them off. This is coming directly from the FDA website and other research, okay? It can cause hallucinations, convulsions, decreased breath and heart rates, disorientation, confusion, and worst case scenario, coma and death. Now, what's really crazy about this is, like I mentioned before, a lot of times ApetaMin is sold as fake ApetaMin. Sometimes people are mixing and throwing things in there that's not even real, just to either stretch out the syrup or just make fake shit and just put on the label on there and sell it as ApetaMin. And it's not even ApetaMin. Okay. So you need to understand this shit is dangerous. Even if you're getting the real thing, would you really want to put something in your body when you're going to work, when you're going to school, when you're interacting with your partner, when you're interacting with your kids or your pets, that's going to cause disorientation, confusion, hallucinations, convulsions, decreased breath, heart rates, and can cause a coma or death. Imagine you're going to work and you passing the fuck out. And from all the videos I've watched, it's caused that for a lot of people where they literally can't even function. Now, you probably are watching this, you probably took this and you're probably like, well, I was fine. I didn't have any of these. Good for you. But there's a lot of people that probably will take this, probably have taken this, and they've had that. And some things I didn't mention here that I've seen a lot of people go through is migraines, like really horrible migraines. Nausea was another one that I've seen. Like a lot of people have had really bad nausea, horrible stomach aches, especially when they don't eat. That was a huge one that I've seen. Like, I know that this medication will cause you to eat, okay? Like I said, I've went through it. This medication will have you eating everything in sight, especially if you don't take it before you eat. You're supposed to take this medication specifically before you eat, and there are 3 different doses. There's 5, 10, and 15 milligrams. Specifically, you're supposed to research which doses you're supposed to take. However, you're supposed to take it before you eat. If you take it for whatever reason outside of when you eat, you're gonna wanna eat everything in sight. And then, of course, it gives you the nigga-itis, you feel me? It just knocks you out. So if you're fucking around, you're just taking that shit to take that shit, or you take it out of term, it's just gonna have you out of whack. There's been certain people that I've heard that have taken this and they don't even eat on it. It just makes them gain weight automatically. So everyone reacts differently with this medication. So you have to be very, very careful. I've heard people that said they had absolutely no symptoms, but some way, somehow, they end up in hospital anyway. They just had really crazy, insane side effects. People were passing out. People had like the pill basically eating away at the linings of their stomachs. I don't know. Is it really worth it? Apetamin can also decrease your alertness. So imagine driving a car and you take this stuff. This stuff can decrease your motor coordination. So you need to be careful if you're going to be operating any type of heavy machinery. And this can also have addictive properties. And from what I understand, even though this does help most people gain weight, I've also heard that a lot of people, after they stop taking the supplement, have actually lost the weight. So technically, you will be reliant on this supplement in order to keep gaining the weight. So the moment you stop, you will lose the weight. So you have to be very, very careful. Like, just imagine relying on medication to eat. You need to understand what's going on with your body if you can't gain weight. Either you just have a very fast metabolism or you're just not eating enough because you're not hungry. So either you just need to eat more food or eat more food. It's really not that difficult. But if you're not hungry, you need to go get prescribed something from a doctor that is approved to eat more food. All right, get some Ensure, get something else. I don't know, but this ain't it. Now, you guys are probably wondering, like, but why are girls, why are people going and putting themselves in danger, literally going to this extreme to gain weight? Like, is it really that serious? And I will say that when it comes to the weight gain culture, I feel like it's not talked about enough, like the weight loss culture. I feel like a lot of people come at people who are overweight a lot more than people that are underweight. However, I feel like it is just as toxic and it needs to be talked about. I feel like people who are underweight do get made fun of. They get called bony and scrawny and ugly and stick figure, and they need to gain weight. Oh my God, they're so little. Oh my God, you look like a baby. You don't look like your age. You look like a child. Who gonna touch you? You like a little boy. It's really, really bad. For a lot of women, a lot of us, we feel a little bit less feminine when we don't have that butt, that boob, those curves like other women, right? And it could be a little like embarrassing for a lot of us. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like in high school when I was a lot smaller, I was like, damn, like I can't wait to get thicker, like I hope I get thicker. And I finally got it in college after I lost my weight. Like, literally I gained the weight, I was like, I'm way too big. Then I got way too skinny and I was like, all right, I really hope I get thicker. And I finally got my grown woman weight and then I was like, all right, okay, I'm a little bit too thick now. And then I lost some more and now I'm like, all right, good, I'm chilling here. You feel me? So it's like, to be quite honest, I understand, But whether you're trying to lose weight or trying to gain weight, it's never worth putting your life at risk. But when it comes to being a Black woman, I feel like it's way worse, because to be a Black woman is to be seen with curves, is to be seen as a heavier set woman, is to be seen as voluptuous with all of it and all of that. And when you don't have that, you're kind of seen as less than a Black woman. And it does kind of suck not to have it, but at the end of the day, you need to work for it. And that brings me to my next point. A lot of women are fucking lazy as shit, myself included. I'm not even gonna lie. I do go to the gym very regularly, anywhere from like 3 to 5 times a week. But that's also because I'm getting paid to be there, because I'm a Zumba instructor. If I didn't get paid to be there, I probably wouldn't fucking go. Like, that was the main reason I wanted to become a Zumba instructor, because I'm like, you know what? If I'm getting paid to be there, I'm gonna be there. And the gym is like down the street from my house, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I have maybe 3 or 4 within like a 5-mile radius from me. And I just be like, oh, I don't feel like going, but I love being there. Like, I love being there when I'm there, but it's just like getting myself out of the bed to put on the clothes, to go there. Like, it's the ADHD in me. It's like, I don't feel like going. But a lot of us, we'd be like, damn, it's a lot of work to get to what I want to look like maybe tomorrow. I'm not gonna lie, I've been there, done that. But when you start going, you really start going and you really feel like going. You feel me? But when it comes to you being extremely skinny and trying to bulk up and trying to gain weight, or you being heavier set and trying to lose weight and trying to tone up, y'all, it's like, girl, bye. Like, I'm never gonna get there. But a lot of people need to understand, you're never gonna get there if you don't start, and you're never gonna get there with that attitude, and you're never gonna get there if you don't stop being a fucking lazy ass bitch. If you don't stop sitting there and realizing that you actually have to take the first step and actually make a plan for yourself. Like, people need to realize that the first step is you. Like, you have to actually want it. You actually have to actually care. You actually have to have the goal. You legit can't just sit there and be like, oh, I want to be thicker. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to eat more? Are you going to take protein shakes? Are you going to lift weights? Are you going to include 1 or 2 extra meals in your diet? Like, what are you gonna do to gain the weight? Because you can't just keep looking at thicker girls on the internet and be like, okay, well, I wanna be like them. Like, no, what are you gonna do to be like them then? You can't just be like, I wanna lose weight, I wanna gain weight, and just expect the weight to just be there tomorrow morning. You have to make a plan for it. A lot of us are lazy as hell. And then we make all of these excuses and we keep telling ourselves, nothing worked for me. I drank the Ensures and nothing worked. How many Ensures did you drink? You cannot drink 1 Ensure a day. You have to be drinking at least 2, technically 3 Ensures a day. You have to be drinking the right Ensure. Ensure is not just Ensure. You have to get the right one. There's literally like 20 different types of Ensure. You know, you have to know what the fuck you're doing. You have to do the research on these things. You know, so it's like, a lot of people want to make excuses. They want fast results. They don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to be held responsible for the fact that they're the ones that are responsible for their success or lack of thereof. So that's another reason why a lot of these girls are definitely comfortable with just, oh, I'm gonna take this supplement and gain this weight. Of course, it's the ignorance. Too many people do not know that a peptamen is not FDA approved, is dangerous, and can kill them. A lot of people just think, oh my God, it's a syrup. It's getting the bitches snatched. It's getting the girls with a booty. It's getting the girls with some titties. I need it. That's all they think it is. They do not know that it has cypraheptadine. They do not know it can cause them to get in a coma or literally cause them to crash their cars because they'll be so disoriented, or know that so many women are having like ear piercing headaches, or they're waking up with horrible abdominal pain and so much worse. They just think, this is gonna help me gain weight. That's what I need, so I'm get it. A lot of these people are not doing the proper research, so they're comfortable taking this. They're just seeing their favorite influencers promoting this supplement. Insecurity is a hell of a drug. A lot of us have been insecure one way or another, whether it's now, whether it's before, or whether it's coming. Everybody's gonna be insecure one way or another, okay? And it's just something that we all live with as human beings. It's very unfortunate, and a lot of it has to do with my next point: popular trends, society, social media. And it's just so unfortunate that a lot of these trends really influence us this much to do these things to ourselves, from plastic surgery to fillers to supplements. it really does pain me to see young girls specifically go through all of this before they even get to their grown woman weight. That's the shit that I don't understand. Like, I probably will have to do a whole discussion on grown woman weight. Like, a lot of people don't understand. Like, you have potential to, like, really reach the age of 25 and literally get this weight gain that you want. Some girls probably won't, but a lot of y'all are literally sitting at, like, what, 110, 120, and by the time you're 25, you'll probably be, like, 135, 140, okay? Probably a little bit heavier. If you haven't had a kid yet, it gets even better. Like, you will get the hip, you will get the butt, you will get the titties you have always wanted, because again, grown woman weight, all right? Like, it's a real thing. I got mine and I was shit. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So it's just like, y'all need to fucking relax. You cannot be freaking 19, 20, 21 and bitching, crying, complaining that you ain't got no titties, you ain't got no this. You're like, come on, you're not grown yet. Like, you're a baby, you know, like you're a legitimate baby. What y'all need to be doing is working on your insecurities. Another day, another time with technical difficulties. So my mic went completely out in the middle of filming the end of that video. Luckily, we got most of the video. So let's hop right back into it. So as I was saying, a lot of you need to just work on your insecurities, not only your insecurities, but just your life overall. Instead of focusing on what you look like, you need to be focusing on your career. You need to be focusing on what you want to do with your life, not on what you look like, not on what other people think you look like, not on vain things. I feel like this generation, past generations before us, were so damn hooked on looks, so much so that it affected us, and I feel like it's gonna affect our kids. It's so insane how less and less we go to way more baby showers and way more funerals than we do graduations or grand openings for businesses. Like, nobody is focused on what's important. Nobody is focused on generational wealth. Nobody is focused on what they want to do in the next 5 years. Everybody's focused on having a big butt, having big boobs, having this, that, and the third to look pretty. And it's like, pretty fades. Whether you get plastic surgery or not, pretty fades. What do you want to be known for? If you have kids, what do you want to leave for your kids? You can't leave the ass and titties. Your kids cannot take your implants with them. So what do you want to leave these people? Because it genuinely confuses me when people spend all of this time, all this money on trying to look good for their whole life, but have nothing to show for it. What are your assets? What are your investments? What did you build? What did you gain? What education did you have? What did you contribute to the world besides looking pretty, some Instagram photos and some likes? I'll definitely wait for it, because there's no reason that you are over the age of 25. Shit, you know what? Let's make a bit. Over the age of 21, and you tell me you still don't know what the fuck you want to do with your life, but you're so adamant that y'all want a BBL. Did I call you out? Good. You're so adamant that you want to cut into your body, but you don't know what you want to do with your life. And I know there's going to be people like, well, you know, it's okay to not know what you want to do with your life at 21. Okay, but it's okay that you want to decide that you want to basically risk your life for plastic surgery to look cute. And I know I've already went through this numerous times with people on my channel, because they'd be like, oh, well, we're not doing it for men. We're doing it for ourselves. There's no reason that you're doing that for yourself. I don't get it. You're literally willing to cut into yourself. You're telling me you're willing to cut into yourself, practically almost die, to look pretty for yourself. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Maybe you're doing it for men. Maybe you do it for the internet. Maybe you're doing it for society. I don't know. But nonetheless, you're so sure that you'd rather go under the knife, but you're not sure about what you want to do in the next 5 to 10 years of your life. You're not sure if you want to go to trade school. You're not sure if you want to go to college. You're not sure if you want to start a business. You're not sure if you want to invest in real estate. Like, damn, at least do that first. It's just, it's crazy to me. Whether we're talking about gaining weight or losing weight, it's insane to me how people put that much stock into their looks versus their goals. If anything I said in this video spoke to you, please consider actually doing research into whatever it is that you're trying to do. Try to at least go about it the healthy way. And most importantly, work on the inside before you start trying to work on the outside. Try to see where these insecurities are coming from. Is it coming from bullying? Is it coming from the outside world? Is it coming from something mental? Because that's where you're going to find the solution to your problems. Not from going under the knife, not from taking illegal supplements, not from literally killing yourself trying to look pretty. With that being said, I would love to hear your comments, your questions, your concerns.
concerns and definitely your stories down below, because y'all, when I saw people were taking this nasty ass syrup, I was literally traumatized all over again. And I know Haitians, Africans, Indians, maybe some people in like South American countries, y'all already know this syrup because this shit is all over the place. And a lot of our parents gave it to us to force us to eat because we don't want to eat as kids. Listen, if you're giving this shit to your kid because you think that they need to just eat, stop giving this shit to your kids. I mean, clearly I survived and a lot of other kids survive, but like this shit is not healthy. Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.